From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The special UN Syria envoy says he needs more time before resuming the Syrian indirect peace process. Stefan de Mistura asking for a delay from March 7 to 9 to allow the cessation of hostilities, in effect since Saturday, to take hold. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says the truce, now in its fifth day, remains effective for the most part.
Over the last 24 hours, it would appear as if there hasn't been any more violations of the cessation of hostilities. Again, it's a very fluid environment, and we're just going to keep monitoring as closely as we can.
Syria's President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope, and he says he'll do his part to make it work. The opposition says Damascus has breached the ceasefire repeatedly, a charge it denies. Dr. Joanne Liu, international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says there has been a significant drop in violence, but adds the challenge is using the lull to get desperately needed humanitarian aid to besieged areas.
It's not enough to say there's a cessation of violence. Is the fact is how much of this would translate in allowing access and mobility of our teams within Syria.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, have reaffirmed the importance of close cooperation to keep the truce intact. Former Ugandan Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi has challenged the February 18th re-election of longtime President Yoweri Museveni, saying the result should be nullified over widespread voting irregularities. His Go Forward party filed a petition to the country's Supreme Court. Mr. Museveni, in power since 1986, was declared the winner with 60% of the vote, to the opposition candidate Kizza Besigye's 35% and Mr. Mbabazi's 2%. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, New York businessman Donald Trump won at least 7 of the 11 states that held Republican presidential primary elections Tuesday in so-called Super Tuesday. Trump insists he can unite the party.
We have expanded the Republican Party. When you look at what's happened in South Carolina and you see the kind of numbers that we got in terms of extra people coming in, they came from the Democratic Party or the Democrat Party, and they're Democrats and they're longtime Democrats and they were never going to switch and they all switched and they were independents.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also swept through most of the 11 state contests in the Democratic field and sounded a likely campaign theme.
Instead of building walls, we're going to break down barriers and build ladders of opportunity and empowerment so every American can live up to his or her potential.
The next big primary contest, March 15th, when voters in both parties in several major states, including Ohio and Florida, go to the polls. The UN Security Council has postponed until today a vote on the resolution to impose new sanctions on North Korea over its missile and nuclear programs. Russia invoked a 24-hour procedural review Tuesday. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the draft goes further than previous resolutions.
Would ensure the and require the inspection of all cargo going into and out of North Korea. For the first time, it would prohibit all small arms and other conventional weapons from being sold to the North Koreans. It would, for the first time, impose broad sectoral sanctions on sectors, particular sectors of the North Korean economy, such as it is.
He said the sanctions, with Chinese support, will impact the North's nuclear and missile programs, as well as its leadership. NATO military commander General Philip Breedlove told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday that Russia poses a long-term threat to the U.S. and its allies.
Russia has chosen to be an adversary and poses a long-term existential threat to the U.S. and to our European allies and partners.
Breedlove also said Moscow and its allies Syria have turned the migrant and refugee crisis into a weapon aimed at Europe. Tunisia is inviting German troops into the North African country to train border troops from neighboring Libya in the fight against the Islamic State. Monday, Britain announced it would send some soldiers to Tunisia to train Tunisian troops how to stop people entering the country illegally. The head of the U.S. National Security Agency has warned that hackers will try to mount a cyber attack against U.S. interests. Admiral Michael Rogers told a cybersecurity conference it was a matter of when, not if, an attempt will be made by a foreign nation state group or actor. After 340 days in orbit, American astronaut Scott Kelly and his Russian colleague, cosmonaut Mikhail Konyenko, returned to Earth Wednesday, landing in Kazakhstan. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.